Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
News time right now is 10:16. Well, starting the day off with some good news. Retail gas prices moved lower last week and are expected to move even lower again this week. Southeast gas prices are about 15 cents more than they were this time last year, and it's likely the prices will reach a year ago level if the decline continues as expected. Now, the debt crisis in Europe continues to plague demand numbers overseas and cause the value of the euro to drop, which often leads to lower oil prices. In addition, U.S. oil stockpiles jumped to a two-month high, and output is at the highest level in some 17 years, according to the Energy Department. A barrel of oil settled in on Friday at $90.05 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. That's $1.81 less than a week prior. The national average price of regular unleaded gasoline is $3.68 a gallon, and here in Tennessee, the average price is $3.44 a gallon. That's down 11 cents when compared to last week, so it's down quite a bit. Here in Rutherford County, you can buy gas for as low as $3.24 a gallon or as high as $3.35 a gallon, just depending on where you shop around. And if you use your gas card, your Kroger gas card, I guess you can save even more. Probably save up to another 50 cents per gallon. Well, the fatal accident crash team for the city of Murfreesboro is investigating a serious auto accident that occurred on South Church near Warrior Drive. That accident occurred shortly after 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Traffic was stalled for several hours. Murfreesboro Police Sergeant Kyle Evans told WGNS that there were no fatalities in that accident. At this point, it appears as if there were three persons who were transported to the hospital, two to a Nashville medical facility by way of helicopter, and one to the hospital in Murfreesboro, and the one in Murfreesboro has since been released. So some good news there. Here's an interesting story for you. A 4-year-old Antioch boy was reunited with his parents Thursday evening, October the 18th, after spending hours at the Laverne Police Department following what police are calling a mistake by a carpool driver. The boy had been sleeping in the back seat of a carpool van when he woke up just as the last child was picked up. He told police he spotted a bicycle and he slipped unseen out the sliding door of the 10-passenger van to get a closer look at the bike. The van then drove away without him inside. Two students on their way to Laverne High School noticed the small child in the street and they stopped to help. They took him to the nearest safe place, which was Fire Station Number 3 on Bill Stewart Boulevard, where the police were called. Officers and dispatchers of the Laverne Police Department, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, and the workers from the Tennessee Department of Children's Services did exhaustive investigations in order to find where this child belonged. However, it was when the carpool driver returned to the preschool later that afternoon to pick up the child that his family was found. That's when it was realized that this little boy, age 4, was missing. When the driver discovered the boy had never been dropped off at school, he notified the parents quickly and the Nashville Metro Police Department. Dispatchers between Laverne and Nashville connected the two cases, and the boy was successfully reunited with his parents about 10 hours after being missing. The driver showed sincere remorse, so no charges have been filed against the driver of that carpool van. The teenagers, on the other hand, they're going to be recognized by the city of Laverne on November 20th. They'll be presented with the Chief's Citizen Service Award by Chief Walker. Chief Walker said that even though the others were stressed because they couldn't determine the identity of the little boy or his parents, the little fellow was doing fine. Walker said during his long visit with the Laverne Police Department, he was treated to chicken nuggets, pizza, cartoons, and toy trucks. He had a really fun visit, according to the officers at the Laverne Police Department. So interesting news there. Again, a 4-year-old went missing, then reunited with his parents 10 hours later. That story out of Laverne. Right now the time is 10:21. We're now going to head to Linda Burt at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Linda, good morning to you. Hold on, let's try this the other way. All right, Linda, can you hear us now?
I can.
I don't know what went wrong. So how are you this morning?
We're doing great here.
So what's happening at the Senior Center?
Well, this is going to be a very, very busy week. Today at 11 o'clock is a crochet necklace class. Now, they are beautiful necklaces made with different colors, and you can make a crocheted necklace to match any outfit that you like. So that'll be a fun time. If you like to crochet, come at 11 o'clock for that class. Then on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, the seniors leave for a trip to downtown Nashville. And that's always a fun trip when we can go to Nashville and see all the things downtown. And then at 1 o'clock is Cooking with Carol. And here you will learn how to cook healthy meals. But you must be signed up ahead of time to be able to participate, because she prepares enough to feed whoever comes for that class so they can learn about healthy cooking. Wednesday from 8 until 11 is our annual Senior Wellness Expo. And this is going to be a great and a big event, because we will have 15 screenings that our seniors can go through, and then we'll also have three demonstrations. Our screenings include a 22-panel blood test that the MTMC mobile unit will be here doing. We'll have a dental screening, bone density test, balance assessment, memory screening, glaucoma testing, and many more. And then our demonstrations that we're going to have is the Healthy Cooking with Carol. We're going to also have Zumba with Michelle. She's going to demonstrate the Zumba classes. And then our trainer, Mark Nicholas, is going to be doing demonstrations on the exercise equipment, how to use those safely. So this is going to be a big event for our seniors that are 60 and over. We want you to stop by the Senior Center to participate in the Senior Wellness Expo. And then on Thursday at 11, the Fall Carnival at Barfield Park. This is a Parks and Rec Department's annual Fall Carnival, and at 11 o'clock it's going to be for the seniors, so that'll be a great time to go out there and enjoy all of that fun. Then Friday and Saturday at 6 o'clock is the play Old Hams, and this is performed by our seniors from right here at St. Clair, and the play is open to the public. So we want you to know that you can bring your children or bring your adult children that might want to come and see the play. It's the tickets are $5 in advance and $6 at the door. And we have tickets that are available for all four performances. They're going to be right at the front desk here at the Senior Center. We're doing it the 26th and 27th of October and the 1st and 2nd of November. So you can choose which day you'd like to come on those. And then Monday, we want to be sure and remind everyone that can come on the 29th at 12:30. The Singing Seniors will be giving their fall concert, and they're going to have old familiar tunes that I know you'll enjoy a lot. You might want to even sing along. The concert is free, and refreshments will be served. So we hope that you'll plan to join us with this very exciting week, and including Monday for next week. And if you want to come by the Senior Center to pick up a newsletter that will tell you all the events that are happening, come to 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro. Or if you have any questions about any of the activities and programs that we have here, please call 848-2550. Again, that's 848-2550. We'll be glad to have you.
Sounds great. Linda Burt with us this morning from the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Now, you mentioned the seniors are going to go to Barfield Park and take part in some of those festivities, I guess, before the public is invited out there to attend. Are they going to do the hayride and everything?
Now, I don't know what all they have planned for the seniors. I think they do, but I'm not sure about all the plans.
Wow, that sounds fun.
I know it's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
It is. Well, Linda, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Right now the time is 10:25. You're listening to WGNS. Good morning to you. Temperature outside right around 68 degrees. Let's get a more exact look at the weather and the temperature. Right now, here's Mandy.
For the forecast area today, plenty of sunshine, highs in the low 80s. We'll have a light south-southwest wind around 5. Clear skies tonight, low of 56. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 66.
All right, 66. I said 68. I was close. Well, the Middle Tennessee Athletic Department announced that Saturday's home conference against North Texas is going to be the blackout game. That game, again, against North Texas, which I believe is this Saturday, the Blue Raiders will wear their black uniforms, and all fans are encouraged to wear something black for the blackout game. Fans can wear blackout shirts from previous years or stop by Lightning's locker room at Ideas Tees at 910 Ridgely Road and pick up the 2012 Blackout Edition shirt. The shirts will be only $10 at Ideas Tees and will be sold on campus as well at Lightning's locker room on Friday, October the 26th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. The campus store will also be open on game day at 9 o'clock in the morning. Saturday's game is also the 31st annual Salute to Armed Service Veterans Day, with numerous activities slated to honor the U.S. Armed Forces. Again, this Saturday's game against North Texas is going to be the MTSU blackout game, and so everybody is encouraged to wear black for this game. News time right now is 10:27. I've got ABC News coming your way next.
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Scott Goldberg. It's like a smartphone without the phone part. The Samsung Galaxy camera shares a name with its mobile cousin, but it looks like a regular camera, which it is, a 16-megapixel point-and-shoot camera.
What really strikes you is when you turn it around, and there's this big side-to-side, no-button back panel that's all a multi-touch LCD screen.
That 4.8-inch screen serves as the viewfinder, and it runs Jelly Bean, the newest Android operating system, says Ben Gilbert from Engadget.
I can't stress enough how beautiful that back screen is.
Touch the screen to focus or to download apps like Instagram. Actually, download whatever you want. The Galaxy camera lets you stay connected through Wi-Fi or a 3G, 4G data plan on the AT&T network. As for the pictures,
they're not going to be professional quality, but they're more than adequate for the average person.
No price tag yet. Gilbert thinks it'll start around $300 or $400. With Tech Trends, I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Showalter.
And I'm Dr. Chad Jackson. Did you know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center is home to the Da Vinci Surgical Robot and that we are the first surgeons to use the robot in Rutherford County?
When faced with prostate cancer, the Da Vinci Robot makes surgery an excellent option.
It allows for quicker recovery, less blood loss, and studies suggest it may be the most effective, least invasive treatment option for improving cancer outcomes.
For more information or to find a Da Vinci Robot certified physician, visit mtmc.org.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
Tennessee Radio Network News. I'm Jim Williams. After rising the last several weeks, the incidence of fungal meningitis in the Volunteer State seems to be on the decline. The number of new cases has begun to taper off, but the death toll continues to rise. The Federal Centers for Disease Control confirmed a ninth Tennessee death over the weekend. 69 people across the Volunteer State have been sickened in the outbreak. Renovations are now being made at the Memphis VA Medical Center. It'll expand services to veterans who are women or served in Afghanistan and Iraq. Last year, the hospital served more than 60,000 veterans from West Tennessee, Northeast Arkansas, and Northern Mississippi. It's also adding mental health care staff and equipment. The Knox County Law Department's refusing to release six emails to the county mayor. The documents appear related to questions about campaign spending that are now before a state board. The law department says the mails are personal. The Registry of Election Finance is looking into allegations of undisclosed spending and contributions in Tim Burchett's 2010 campaign for mayor. And Garth Brooks is officially a Hall of Famer. Also inducted to the Country Hall at Nashville last night, the legendary Connie Smith has made more than 50 albums, and highly regarded studio piano player Hargis Pig Robbins. He's had a successful career appearing on everyone's records the last several decades, despite his blindness.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
The Y-12 National Security Complex in Oak Ridge has installed almost 100,000 square feet of new heat-reflective roofs to save on energy expenses. The National Nuclear Security Administration says those new roofs can cut cooling costs by as much as 15%. In sports, UT football coach Derek Dooley said to be making an impressive recovery from that busted hip, but his team might have to make an equally remarkable comeback to let him keep his job. They lost to top-ranked Alabama Saturday 44-13, and it doesn't get any easier this week when running back Marcus Lattimore is back in the starting lineup for South Carolina. And the Titans are celebrating their last-minute win over the Bills in Buffalo Sunday, 35-34, a comeback directed by quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. Jim Williams, TRN News.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With a sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
Now I'm getting clicks on my website.
My business is coming up first in search engine results.
Use the internet to make your business succeed. Find out how. Attend a free online marketing seminar with Yellowbook 360. Register at ybseminars.com.
I trust Yellowbook 360 with all my marketing needs.
This seminar is worth every minute.
Don't miss out. Attend a free online marketing seminar at ybseminars.com. That's ybseminars.com.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area today, plenty of sunshine, highs in the low 80s. We'll have a light south-southwest wind around 5. Clear skies tonight, low of 56. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 66.
This is Sheila from Ryan Flowers and Gifts. We've been here in Murfreesboro for over 70 years. If you ever need anything for any particular occasion, please give us a call. We have items starting out at $35 for your funeral needs. We also have your tapestries, your angels, churches, books of love for anything that you may need for that special loved one who has passed on. Ryan's Flowers and Gifts is located at 117 South Academy Street. Our phone number, 615-893-7134.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
I'm, of course, Scott Walker, sitting in for Brian today, who is off. Right now the time, 10:34. You're tuned to WGNS. And our guest is Sarah Porterfield from Read to Succeed. Sarah, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You guys have some big events coming up, including the annual Spelling Bee.
Yes, we do, on November 13th, so just a couple of weeks away. It's our sixth annual Celebrity Spelling Bee.
Now, have you got a list of the spellers who are going to be participating this year?
Yes, I do. It's a long list, and we've been adding them.
Move that mic down just a little
sure.
bit, if you would.
Sure. To start, we have Susan Brennan from Nissan. We have Don Clayton from Ingram. We have Leanne Duffy from Southern Veterinary Center. Dunk Eastham from Tennessee Pediatrics. Mary Moss from Women's Health Specialist. Michelle Mote from the UT Agricultural Extension Service. Tina Patel from Merck Pharmaceuticals, whose husband spelled a couple of years ago. We have Joey P. He's from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and Cynthia Stroberg from Stonecrest Hospital. Whit Turnbow, MTSU golf coach, Tom Vance from First National Bank. It's a long list, I told you. Dan Whittle from the Murfreesboro Post, Joel Tankard, who's from Destiny Center Church, and Jennifer Polk Whitlow, who teaches at John Pittard Elementary. And also we have the returning Steve Peterson, who's the retired MTSU baseball
former,
coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good list you
got there. Yeah, it is a good list. It always comes together.
How many was that, 14 people?
That's 14, yes.
And whoever wins, I guess they get a excursion from Bonefish
they
Grill
do.
Again.
They get an excursion, which is such a good prize. And they also just get the glory of being the celebrity spelling champion.
Not many people have that glory.
Not many people do. You know, last year, I know you well know we had the All-Star Celebrity Bee. So last year we had winners and spellers from the past five Bees come on to spell. So this year we have a new crop of spellers coming.
And who won last year? Was it Kristen Demas?
It was Kristen Demas, yeah. And she had a surprise win, and she just took everybody out. She got the title. She did really, really well. I think her first time spelling, she got out on the second round. I can't remember the word, but she won last year with foliate was the word that she won with.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
How do you spell that?
F-O-L-I-A-T-E. I didn't even look. Yeah.
Perfect.
The year before that, it was Gail Ray, who was the Tennessee Department of Correction Commissioner. So she won on chimichanga 2 years
That's
ago.
A tough one there, too.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see who wins this year, but it's definitely always a good, entertaining show.
Now, this is the biggest fundraiser for Read to Succeed each year.
It's really our only fundraiser. We do just the one annual fundraiser. And we started it, we wanted to do something that also reflected our mission. We didn't want to just do a fundraiser just for the sake of, you know, having an event. So they came up with the Celebrity Spelling Bee, which is really perfect because it gets a lot of attention for Read to Succeed and for literacy. And our motto has always been, you know, if the mayor, who has spelled several times and will not do it again, if the mayor is willing to possibly humiliate himself in public by spelling, then literacy must be important. So that's what we love so much about the Bee, is all of these people come together and they really talk about how important literacy is. It's not just about raising money, although the funds are essential for Read to Succeed.
And you've had, I think, all the mayors on before. Eagleville,
yes.
Smyrna,
yeah.
Laverne.
Yes, Sam Toon from Eagleville. He's always entertaining. I wish he was coming back, but I think he's probably going to take a break for a while. But we've had Ernest Burgess, and they've all done it at some point.
And they all seem to have enjoyed it.
Yeah, they all seem to enjoy it.
For
the most part, it's always fun, and the spellers are always. Most people are really nervous when we ask them to spell, because when you think about the spelling bees in the sixth grade, and Read to Succeed also did the spelling bee, the Read to Be for sixth graders, and that spelling bee is very, very serious, and those kids prepare for months, and they take it with a lot of heart that, you know, this is something that they're getting on stage and doing. But the Celebrity Spelling Bee, we always tell our spellers it's fun, and no one's expecting, you know, this monumental, you know, effort of spelling these crazy words. So
now the way it's set up, you've got the pronouncer.
Yeah, who is Bart Walker this year.
And then you have three judges.
We do. We have three judges. This year, who is it? It's Gloria LaRoche, who's spelled before, Diane Mackey, and John Rogers are judging. And they run it. They follow the script's spelling bee rules. They run it like a real serious spelling bee.
Now, Diane Mackey, she's been there every year, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
6 years now?
Yep. And Bart's pronounced before, hasn't he?
No, but he was a speller 1 year.
He was a speller 1 year. Okay. So, some of them do take it really, really, really seriously. We always ask our spellers what they do to prepare, and most of them have their kids kind of like, you know, quiz them beforehand to see, but it's always a good show. And what I like the most about it is one of the things that I like the most about the actual night of the Bee is you really never can tell who wins. You have no clue. It's usually a surprise, and there's always a lot of laughs, and it's a really great night.
Again, our guest today is Sarah Porterfield from Read to Succeed. Now, tell us some of the things that this Bee funds.
Well, the Celebrity Bee, it is, like I said, our only fundraiser. So it funds all of our programs and our services. We are a four-person nonprofit. There's four of us, and yet we run a lot of programs. So we have an adult literacy program with which we have one-on-one tutoring for adults, and we have ESL classes all throughout the county. So all of those are at no cost to the learner. It's always free for the learner. We do tutor trainings, you know, usually 4 or 5 times a year. We train tutors, volunteers who work with other adults one-on-one to just improve whatever they need. Sometimes it's literacy skills. Sometimes it's people that want to be able to read a story to their grandkids. Sometimes it's, you know, a 19-year-old who wants their GED. But we have so many great success stories. And then we also do family literacy programs. So with those, we do programs at local schools. They're usually Title I schools, where we invite students and their parents and their siblings to come out for one night. We give them a great meal. They work with an MTSU education class to go over a book, and then they always take a copy of the book home.
What is a Title I school?
A Title I school is the majority of the students are on free or reduced lunch, which a lot of the schools of our local county and city schools are Title I.
And so that's what you go about, I guess, in deciding which school you're going to be at?
That's part of it. We serve mostly Title I. Sometimes we serve non-Title I schools, but the majority of them are Title I. We try to, there are schools that we serve over and over again. I mean, Read to Succeed has a great relationship with all of our county and city schools. But we always try to serve new schools. That's our main thing. We try to rotate it so that every school is getting served because we don't have an unlimited number of resources. But then, you know, even in addition to the services, we also do tons of events. We're probably best known for Reading in the Schools Day, which is each year in September. We just had it. And that's, we have over 1,000 volunteers that come out on one day and read to over 20,000 students in local Wow. schools. So a lot of people know us from that. We do so many events. We do the one book community read. We pick one book, and we're actually going to be announcing our one book title on the show next week. So we've been working hard to do that, but everything that we do is aimed at promoting literacy in Rutherford County.
That's sounds great. Now, the ESL classes you mm-hmm. talked about, this is not for just one language.
Nope.
I mean, these are from all backgrounds. They're learning how to speak English.
They are. All backgrounds. I've been to a few ESL classes. Our adult literacy coordinator, she does a great job at making sure that we have these all over the county and that they're so easily accessible. So we have them in the daytime, at nighttime. And it's such a great program. I think we have over 100 people that are in them right now.
You know, that's got to be a tough class to teach. I mean, when you have all these different languages trying mm-hmm. to learn English, it's got to be tough.
It is. What always astounds me is that you don't have to know the languages to teach them English. And that's one thing. People are always like, oh, I don't know if I can volunteer for ESL. I don't speak Spanish. We don't require our teachers to be able to speak Spanish. And the success rates in those programs are just, they're amazing.
That's awesome. And how long have y'all been doing ESL programs?
I believe we've been doing them since 2005. That's when our adult literacy program started. Read to Succeed started in 2003 with family literacy, and then we expanded and added the adult literacy. So we're really equally focused on both now.
What locations do you teach the ESL classes at?
I think we have them at 12 locations right now. Several churches. We do one at Mitchell Nielsen. The list of all of them is on readtosucceed.org. If anyone knows anyone that ever needs free ESL classes or one-on-one tutoring, they can call the 615-738-READ, which is 7323, and we'll get them set up.
Is it hard to sign up for these classes?
No, not at all.
So
not
if
all. Open,
you, if
open
you call,
enrollment all the time. It's basically, if someone's in need, we will find a way to serve them.
So can they go enroll into the class while it's already in session?
Yep, they can. They can. We have different, each class has people at all kinds of levels. We have people that are, you know, basically fluent and need a little bit of help in one particular area. We have people with no fluency at all. It definitely varies.
And what about adult tutoring? I know that's also a big thing for Read to Succeed.
It is. It's great. We have, I think at the moment we have about 50 to 60 pairs that meet currently right now. So people meet on their own time at a public location. We set up the tutor with the learner that kind of match each other. So we've had learners that have come to us and needed help with just like math, for example. So we've had a tutor that might be a retired math teacher or that might just have a specific gift for, you know, math. And then we'll make sure to set those two up together.
What kind of success stories have you heard with the adult tutors?
We have so many. We have so many people that get their GED through our program. We really encourage people to use our program for GED tutoring. What we found, you know, also is that people who don't have their GED, they might be kind of nervous to go into another classroom setting with, which most, like, you know, GD prep classes, you're going into a classroom. People who kind of have an aversion to school or didn't do so well in school or for whatever reason didn't finish school, they don't really want to go back into a classroom. So we try to keep it, you know, it's one-on-one, you know, just tutoring for whatever they need. We try to tailor it to the learner.
And what age group are we talking, 18 plus?
18 and over. Mm-hmm. Okay. We only do adult literacy tutoring. But yeah, we had someone recently buy a house, which is something you might not associate with literacy, but the kind of process, you know, to buy a house is something that involves a high level of literacy. So we had a learner that was able to buy a house recently, and we were really proud of that. We had a couple people that were able to enroll at MTSU that we were proud of. Just great stories like that all the time.
You know, I can't imagine not being able to read. I mean, it's so fundamental.
No, that's one thing I tell people all the time when I talk about Read to Succeed, is that you don't realize how many different ways that literacy affects you. Just if you go out into the street and you imagine not being able to understand anything around you, we're not just talking about a book, which, you know, is also really important. We're talking about signs. We're talking about pharmacist instructions, doctor's instructions. Those things are all written at a really high level. So for people that don't have the greatest literacy skills, they might sound completely foreign to them. Doctor's orders might be, you know, misinterpreted. It's just, there's a, you know, multifaceted issue.
Now, you've also had some health-related classes with Read to Succeed. What were those?
Yeah, we started last year. We started doing health and literacy forums. So with that, we really recognized a gap with health and literacy. It wasn't something that a lot of people here were talking about. So we've worked with MTMC, we've worked with Stonecrest, we've worked with a few other local hospitals and medical groups to put on these forums. We've had like pharmacists, we've had doctors, we've had nurses, and we try to do it at a medical facility so all the nurses and receptionists and everyone can come. And we just talk about the many issues of health and literacy. Just like, you know, I was saying, patients that might not be able to understand doctor's orders, pharmaceutical instructions on drugs are written at an incredibly high level that the average person might not be able to read, you know, and fully understand at all. I mean, I know, you know, sometimes when you leave the pharmacy, you're given this huge long list, and a lot of it's in medical jargon, and a lot of it just doesn't make sense to most people. So it's something that we just want the medical community and just the community in general just to start thinking about. So that's what we've been doing.
And I can just imagine for somebody with, like, cancer, for example, there is a long list of different ways to take your medication, so mm-hmm. I could see where that would be very confusing.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of the population that doesn't really know what to do about it. So they just either just kind of don't read it, or they get someone to come with them to read it, which is fine. But Read to Succeed, we try to fill a gap there. So we always just try to get the word out, because any of those people can call us and try to get into a one-on-one tutoring, and we will help them with that.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the sixth grade spelling bee, something that Read to Succeed does every year.
Yes, we do.
How did you get involved in that? What happened?
Well, we started doing that because they have the Scripps spelling bee that's for seventh and eighth graders. So this is for sixth graders. So this is just run by Read to Succeed. We follow all of the Scripps rules, but this kind of prepares them for that. And we've actually had winners of our bee go on to win, you know, the county and state seventh and eighth grade bees. So it's just something for sixth graders that also just kind of gets them thinking about reading and literacy. But like I said, that bee is very, very serious. And those kids, it's not like the celebrity bee, which is a fun night. But it's always great. And these kids just care so much about this bee.
I bet.
Yeah.
Right now the time is 10:50. Our guest this morning is Sarah Porterfield from Read to Succeed. We got to take a short break, but we will be right back.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LePetri, and may the Lord bless you.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Let's check those Good Neighbor events. Early voting going on right now through November the 1st. And the Northminster Presbyterian Church over on Clark Boulevard is collecting old and new items to be sold in a rummage sale at a later date. If you have questions, call 895-4013. And the 150th Civil War Symposium is coming up October the 26th and 27th. Some of this will be at the Stones River National Battlefield, some at the Heritage Center in Uptown Murfreesboro, and the rest at Murfreesboro's First Presbyterian Church. Get in touch with the Stones River National Battlefield. And Habitat for Humanity's Cooking to Build is coming up Saturday, November the 3rd. That'll be on the Civic Plaza in front of the Line Ball Library from 11 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon. That's November 3rd. You get to keep the hand-painted bowl that you eat out of, and you'll have some of the best chili, stew, and soup you've ever tasted. It all benefits Habitat for Humanity. That's at lunch on Saturday, November 3rd, in front of the Line Ball Library. And the Salvation Army is looking for volunteers to help with their Christmas projects here in town. Call them at 895-7071. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 223-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
Right now the time, 10:52. It is 69 degrees outside. Our guest is Sarah Porterfield from Read to Succeed. Now, again, we got the Spelling Bee coming up, the Celebrity Spelling Bee, November the 13th at Patterson Park. How can you go about getting tickets for the Bee?
To get tickets for the Bee, you can visit it's celebritybee.readtosucceed.org. It's $50 a person. You can donate through PayPal to get your ticket, or you can send a check. It's P.O. Box 12161 Murfreesboro, and it's 37129. The tickets are $50 a person. That also includes a dinner by Macaroni Girl and to the Bee. And we really encourage people to come just because it is a lot of fun and you're supporting literacy. But even beyond that, if you can't come, any kind of donation to Read to Succeed and to the Celebrity Bee helps tremendously.
And it is a lot of fun. It's roughly from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Dinner starts at 6.
Yes.
And like you said, this year, Macaroni Grill, so it's going to be a good dinner.
It's always a good dinner, yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But this is all at Patterson Park Community Center, where it has been for the last 6 years.
Yeah, Patterson Park is always great to us. They're big supporters of Read to Succeed and Literacy, and it's a great venue. But it's a really great show, and pretty much anybody would enjoy it. I've invited friends before that have always just been like, that was a lot of fun. It's always funny. There's always something memorable that happens on stage. But like I said, $5, $10, $15, any kind of a donation helps. People don't realize that $10 buys, you know, two books for kids in our family literacy programs that they get to take home. So it's any amount's helpful.
Give us that website again.
It's celebritybee.readtosucceed.org.
Sounds good. Sarah Porterfield has been our guest today from Read to Succeed. Listen, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Right now the time, 10:55. Another check on the weather comes your way next.
It's your midday catch-up on information. The Midday Report with Zach Trautman. Weekdays 11 to noon on WGNS, AM, FM, online. WeatherEye.
For the forecast area today, plenty of sunshine, highs in the low 80s. We'll have a light south-southwest wind around 5. Clear skies tonight, low of 56. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 66.
Next, it's the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Have low interest rates and ongoing market volatility jeopardized your financial peace of mind? There is a solution. Work with a professional that believes in safe money alternatives. For 24 years, Doug King of King Financial Management specialized in strategies that provide asset protection, moderate growth, and guaranteed retirement income. Call Doug today at 877-890-5489 so that tomorrow your money will be working smarter for you. Online at kingfinancialmanagement.com. That's kingfinancialmanagement.com.
Being an ethical business is the same as being an ethical person. Do the right thing. The same moral code of values and principles we base our decisions on should be the same used in business. Customers and businesses will always thrive in a marketplace that's based on honesty and trust. BBB members make a pledge to do the right thing. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
These are your political insights. I'm Vic Ratner.
The president has completely given up on outlining any sort of agenda for the future. I mean, what's his plan for the next 4 years? What do the next 4 years look like?
With both candidates hard at work preparing for the final presidential debate, they left it to their stand-ins to make their cases. Senator Marco Rubio for Mitt Romney. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel for the president.
It's a very tight race. It's a competitive race. We always knew it was going to be in this place.
And a new poll of likely voters shows how tight the race is. The president and Romney neck and neck nationwide, even at 47% each. That third and final debate at Lynn University here in Florida is supposed to be about foreign policy. Iran, Syria, China, the Americans killed in Libya. But both sides expect there will be talk of the domestic economy as well, and jobs. Those are your political insights. I'm Vic Ratner, ABC News, Boca Raton, Florida.
We're talking with this area's only certified physician in heart CT, Dr. Rishi Saxena. Before you have a stress test or heart catheterization, consider the 64-slice CT scan.
We could find the same information without taking too much risk.
It only takes minutes, there are no needles, and it could show things other tests miss.
You could act on it and prevent heart attack and death from happening.
No referral is necessary for the 64-slice CT scan. Call 896-4800 and make an appointment with Dr. Rishi Saxena.